Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And may I also this morning welcome the distinguished delegation from Portugal to this constructive dialogue with the committee. And I'm tasked with putting questions on the implementation of Article 9 of the Convention on Nationality. My questions will be brief and fairly general. Do women in the state party, whether married or not, have equal rights with men to acquire, change or retain the nationality? Are they able to pass the nationality to their children if the father is not a national of the state party? What are the social, cultural, or economic factors affecting women's exercise of these rights? Although commercial surrogacy is prohibited in Portugal, we have been informed of a recent trend for Portuguese citizens to seek to have children through surrogacy for non-citizen women living abroad, including Ukraine. While surrogacy raises its own complex legal and ethical issues, my question at this stage will only center on whether a child born in such circumstances will be entitled to Portuguese nationality. And does the state party intend to regulate this matter through legislation or otherwise? Thank you very much.